We then took it back to the village and put it in an isolated tree just outside our hut, the leaves of which were to the sloth's taste. There was little chance that it would stray because sloths on the ground are virtually helpless. Its legs are little more than hangers and only have slim ribbon-like muscles that are just about strong enough to enable it to transfer its grip from one branch to another, but quite incapable of supporting it standing upright. So on the ground the sloth lies on its stomach and waves its legs around with a sort of vague swimming motion and just about succeeds in crawling very slowly forward, which it clearly doesn't like because, quite apart from the awkwardness of it all, it's very vulnerable to attack from ground predators such as jaguar. The following morning I went out to look for it as it hung from its branch and saw, to my delight, a tiny, bedraggled baby sloth crawling very slowly from between its mother's hind legs and out onto her belly. One of the Akawaya women in the village told me a story about baby sloths. A pair of them, twins I suppose, were sitting on their mother's stomach, complaining that they were very hungry. Their mother craned her head forward and said, "Clamber onto that branch, children, and I'll go off and find some leaves for you."